This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This is going to be such a good Ask Me Anything. Oh, Bryn, is that question for real?
What just happened?
It's
funny, right?
I just missed what you said.
Well, you wouldn't believe who's submitting questions, and you wouldn't believe some of the questions. It is, this is going to be a good time today. 10 o'clock on the Alice973 Instagram. It's Ask Me Anything. Ask Vinny Anything. We've been collecting questions all week. And you still have, 2.5 hours or so?
Mm-hmm. Wait, what did I just miss?
You can submit one. Nothing. I don't know.
You always miss. I mean, the dance parties. You're preparing for your news.
So you're preparing for your news. And in the meantime, he's showing me questions by turning his phone around. They were right there for you to see. Good, solid. Like, oh, my God, that person asked a question. That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. You might think people know everything about you, but they're asking such funny questions. Like, you know,
if you're
trapped on an island, or what's your favorite X, whatever they want to know. It's so random and great. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, whatever. I am signed up and ready to go. I'll go change my shirt, have a bite to eat, and be ready to go at what did you say? 10 o'clock?
Right 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock we're doing it. Yep.
I sure hope that I have battery left in this device.
I sure hope so. That'd be a real shame if all of a sudden your phone quit. AAA would be thrilled.
I better plug this in.
Yeah.
I'm plugging in now.
Solid idea. Anyway, today, 10 o'clock on the Alice973 Instagram, Bryn hosts Vinny in an Ask Me Anything.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone has 4 locations in the Bay Area, and they helped us redo our kitchen. My wife has her dream kitchen thanks to All Natural Stone. She went into the location in San Jose right near the airport, met up with them. They're design experts. They came up with the plan, executed the plan perfectly, and we have our dream kitchen in our house. You can do this too.
Beautiful.
Right now, obviously, we've got lockdowns all over the place, but you can call them. They're there. They want to work. They want to help get you started on your bathroom or kitchen remodel. So call or go online to allnaturalstone.com. The 4 locations are Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. And again, online at allnaturalstone.com. Okay, so here's what's happening. The big deal is that there may, and it's making the news, and thankfully someone was able to write in and give me some kind of close pronunciation for this. Remdesivir. Right. That is the new antiviral drug from Gilead that may be the treatment that helps get you through coronavirus more quickly and safely than the old fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Well, if they, an antiviral treatment, something that kills it, that's what we want. I mean, a vaccine's fine, but if you wind up with it and you can get cured, that'd be huge. Things would go back to normal.
Right. The vaccine thing also, it not only does it take a while to make them, but if this thing mutates at all, just like the flu does, then you need a different vaccine in order to... So it's...
We want the cure.
Right. At least let's get people safely through their sickness and back on their feet.
Note to self, buy stock of Gilead.
Right. No doubt. Okay. So here we are. On Friday, April 17th. Happy birthday, by the way.
To my sister?
Whomever. I mean, I don't... Okay. I mean, someone's got a birthday today, right?
Yeah, my sister's this Sunday, so happy birthday, Teener.
Oh, Teener.
I know, I love Teener.
How's she doing?
Pretty good, it seems like. I mean, you know, she's like my brother and sister-in-law are there.
Oh, good.
She has... Now, she has a sewing friend.
Oh, Debbie just switched sisters-in-laws. Yeah. Law, whatever. Okay, so... We haven't had sports for far too long. It's frustrating. It's hard for people who like sports.
Yeah.
But the NFL draft is next week. I have no idea how they plan to do this show. It is a show, though. They've turned it into an hours-long, days-long broadcast. And so the NFL draft will happen Thursday, the 23rd. That's next Thursday through Saturday, the 25th. Cincinnati has the first pick. San Francisco has two picks in the first round.
Oh,
we are 13th and 31st. And for those of you who still want to cheer for the Las Vegas Raiders, they have the 12th pick and the 19th pick. So they've got really good picks.
Well, that's that's the exciting round, and then after that, only the real diehards are watching. But some people watch. I mean, John will sit and watch it all weekend long, whatever show they've got going on. I don't know if it's going to be the same thing where they get a certain amount of time between each pick, and then there's a big announcement. But everyone's going to be at their house, so.
Yeah, I would imagine your husband's going to be frothing for it. I'm going to actually watch this just because I could do anything sports related. Will be great.
Well, what you do is you tell your wife, listen, I need to do this for work, and it's going to take the better part of 4 days, so saddle up.
Right.
Kid horse.
I told you the other day, I walked out of my house to get my trash cans, and my neighbor is there in pants, like fully dressed, wearing pants and socks and shoes, and I'm
maybe
like, what is up with this guy? It's like a... What's the deal with him, right?
Maybe he had something to do online or something.
So I went back into the house. I told my wife, like, what's the deal with the neighbor across the street? He's all dressed. And so then she came back in like a week later and she goes, I saw what you're talking about. He's out there in pants and shoes. Turns out some people do want to get dressed just to feel like they're still alive. And others are even making a joke of it in that they are putting on formal clothes.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Or even costumes to go take out the trash because what else are you doing?
I realized yesterday as I pulled into the Walgreens parking lot that I had my Crocs that have all the ganky things that Bryn gave me and my sweatpants. I'm like, well, I got a mask on. No one will know it's me. Hell, I'm sure I look like a homeless lady. Well, whatever. So I am not one of those people. I'm embracing the non-clothed thing.
How trippy is it going to be when we emerge and all these gray-haired, overweight people come out and you're like, what happened to you?
Who are these people? Let me know because I'll be one of them. All I do is eat. I've already had peanut butter cookie today.
I have a story about that. Let me see if I can jump ahead to it because the eating has become...
A problem. The struggle is real. I'm so near my kitchen at all times. And TikTok, every other thing I see is a freaking recipe. I'm like, I could do that. I might make fettuccine Alfredo tonight. That's right.
Do you have enough butter for that, or are you going to have to send someone out?
All you need is one stick, Ben. I got butter.
A whole stick, though.
Oof. Whole stick. I got some heavy whipping cream. Tons of Parmesan. I got this.
54% of us are cooking more because of the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I hate admitting this, but I've just, some stuff just pulls tears right out of me, and I guess it's because I had kids. It's got to be that, because I didn't used to cry like this, but the ad for Grubhub, where they're talking about the restaurants that we consider our family, that take care of us, they're on hard times right now, and it's important that you help them so they can be there for you when this ends. And I'm sitting there like the tear running down my face. And then the Grubhub sign comes up. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm wiping my eyes going, oh, my God, this is a Grubhub ad. But
is Grubhub a delivery service?
They are. They deliver food from local restaurants. And they're showing the people who work in the restaurant that are trying to, you know, make things work.
Well, you know, the thing about takeout is it was a last resort thing. You worked all day, you picked up the kids, you're running around, you don't have time to make dinner or do the shopping or whatever, and you'd order takeout. And you'd either pick it up or have it delivered or whatever. But now, mm-hmm. we have nothing but time. And I'm telling you, the recipe, people are doing cooking shows, people are taking cooking classes online. You just have nothing but time. So of course we're cooking in more, and we're cooking, forgetting that our restaurants need our support.
Right. Cooking.
I want them to be there.
Baking is the other thing that's baking. Way up.
I have no
seen
flour.
It on, your,
you
on your Instagram. You're all over it with the baking.
Yeah. I even baked something.
The most sought after recipes are simple, practical meals. 61% of us have searched for those. 60% have looked for ways to use specific ingredients. I loved that our dude, Joey Altman, and I haven't seen him for years. I don't know when you did, but we were on his show, Bay Cafe, many years ago, and I just have been a fan for forever. But he was on Facebook saying, tell me what you got in your cupboard, and I'll tell you something quick and easy you can make with it.
Which is genius.
What a smart, cool thing to do, and that's someone who can really do it.
And his restaurant is Pier 23. So if you're anywhere near downtown San Francisco, use Grubhub to get yourself some food from Pier 23. He posts all the time, and it's just beautiful plates of food. You know,
57% of people say they're wasting less food because of the lockdown, and that is my house. We
That's
are making sure we eat the leftovers now.
Yeah, we had a leftover night last night, just cooking it up, make it happen.
What was it?
Chicken soup.
Oh, nice.
Chicken soup had leftovers from our chicken tagine night in it. You know, we dumped all the rice and the chickpeas. And
all
the
right.
Yeah, it's, you know, you just keep on keeping on. Our fridge, though, is full of, like, little Tupperware things,
mm-hmm.
you know, with old. It's like, I don't want to. Just give me something new. Make me a Sammy. I don't want to look in all those. I'm sure there'll be a bad surprise in at least one of them.
So the question is, we're cooking at home more. Are we eating healthier because of all of this? In some ways, yes. In some ways, the problem is we've got comfort foods, which are very specifically not healthy.
Right.
And also the snacking is at an all-time high.
Because there you are, and you know someone comes in with something to stand like, oh, that looks good. No, have some of that too. I went to McDonald's yesterday.
You it's did
gotten,
not.
It's gotten to that point. I went and got everybody a crispy chicken sandwich. I'm like, F it. Hey, guys, look what I brought home for lunch.
This was after you went to the Walgreens?
Yeah, I went to the Walgreens, and then I went to the McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
Did the drive-thru. Everybody's gloved and masked, and I'm like, who doesn't want some French fries? Come on.
So you got large fries and chicken sandwiches for
four
everybody.
Four large fries, four chicken sandwiches, $40. I'm like, all right, money well spent.
Is it weird? Is it just me, though? After you have lunch at McDonald's, aren't you hungry like 15 minutes later?
No. Oh. I hardly ate again the rest of the day. I had a bowl of soup later.
Really?
Yeah, that was it.
All right. Anyway, let's see here. 51% of people who've been cooking more said that they'll keep it up when the lockdown ends. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
You won't have time. That's the thing. We've got time for it now, and it's nice. It is a luxury, and it's lovely to cook. You know, you spend all day cooking and 5 minutes eating. It's lovely.
All right, we've had a lot of different things ruined by the coronavirus. One of them is wedding season, as we're just about to start the time when these couples who've been thinking and planning and spending money on their big day,
it's really sad,
find themselves having to cancel.
Yep.
And so I've got a bunch of different stories. These are more for you to just throw your opinion in on them. So, Sarah, tell me this one.
All right.
This bride-to-be just realized that her fiancé proposed with his ex's ring.
The one he bought for his ex when she said no?
I guess that they didn't end up marrying. My boyfriend proposed to me. Here's the thing that she put up on Reddit.
Oh,
my boyfriend proposed to me with the same ring he gave his ex-fiance. The ring was dirty and had obvious signs of normal wear and tear. Plus, I found the receipt dated a year before we started dating. I understand he spent a lot of money on the ring and doesn't want it to go to waste. Luckily, the ring doesn't fit and will have to be sized. Instead of having it sized, I thought about taking the ring and having it redesigned to make a custom ring just for me.
Yeah.
I accepted his proposal, and I haven't mentioned any of this to him. I don't know how to approach him with my intentions. How does this person solve their problem?
I think that this is the first test of your union. You say, listen, I love you and I do want to marry you. I want to get this redesigned. And the reason is, I know it was your ex-girlfriend's. So you want to get a fight about this, or you want to just, you know, shell out the couple hundred bucks to redesign this? And, you know, see how that goes.
I don't know how she found the receipt.
Right.
For the ring from a year
well,
before.
Well, she's rooting around in his stuff. This is doomed. This is a doomed relationship.
That, for me, is, look, one of the things that happens a lot in marriages, it didn't in my proposal, but a lot of people use their grandma's ring or their mom's ring.
Or even just the stone from that and put it into another setting.
So family heirlooms are a possibility, but this person somehow figured out this ring isn't a family heirloom. It's from his ex. Like, what? You are both kind of awful.
Yeah.
I think they're doomed, don't you?
Well, yes, I do. I mean, I do think that how they handle this going forward is going to be a real indicator. She needs to very, very honestly say, listen, I was rooting through your crap and I found out that this is your ex-girlfriend's. I suspected it anyway because of the wear and the filth. It doesn't fit me. I'm going to go ahead and have it redesigned. Here's what it's going to cost you. You want a happy life? Let's make your soon-to-be wife happy, too. And just see what happens with that.
Sure the next one is a wedding that's being planned. It doesn't look like it's going to go down as planned due to coronavirus, but this couple got engaged and everything was fine as they were starting to get ready to do the planning for the wedding. But the fiance reveals at one point, so this is the dude with the problem, that they have a family tradition where they put a ball and chain on the groom at the reception as a joke.
And he has hilarious.
He has to walk around with the ball and chain attached to him. And, and there he is in photos and on the dance floor.
Hilarious.
Is that cute?
In an antiquated way, sure.
This guy's response was, I am not doing that. She seems pretty firm on it.
Oh, but well, I guess we're about to find out how that's going to go.
If you want to embarrass me like that, you can host your own reception without my family and friends there. Holy crap.
Well, he doesn't want to be somebody. He doesn't want to be someone who has a ball and chain.
Bryn, if your upcoming nuptials include a period of time at the reception where you have to wear a ball and chain, you have a problem with that or?
I don't. I mean,
it's funny.
She doesn't ask for too much. And if I had a problem with it, I would tell
if
her.
If anything, she's got a ball and chain. You and all your problems.
Exactly. I'll do whatever she wants. Doesn't matter.
Why do you always got to take the other side of the... What is with you?
I know things. That's all.
You can't just support us people?
You people, the men? No.
Yeah.
You know. Don't
be silly.
You don't know anything, Sarah. Get off.
Stop it. I know more than I should.
Our text number is 800-48-blah-blah-blah. Here's a few things you guys said. 925 says, I feel you, Vinny. Facebook has a tear-jerking commercial, too. I pulled, it pulled my, right up until you see Facebook at the end of the ad. I don't know what that's, the Facebook ad. I've seen the one maybe that they're talking about, but anyway, yes, the ad for Grubhub got me yesterday. Good. I was on a 4-month maternity leave right before COVID hit. I had gone back to work just a few weeks before being sent home for lockdown. So I've been in sweatpants for nearly 6 months now.
So she really is living that life.
Uh-huh.
It's nice. It's a good life. If you can make it work for yourself.
You
Some
like
people
it?
Are really making it work. I don't like it. I don't. I mean, I do like being in sweatpants and not wearing a bra and everything. That's awesome. But the whole thing, nah, I want to get back to my life. I have a lot of stuff I want to do.
Yeah, me too.
Tons
well, imagine, look, I'm not trying to say that the kids should go out and party. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. You need to stay in and do your part to get rid of this coronavirus, too. But if you're young,
Yeah.
And you're losing time in your life.
Yeah. These are your best years. Sorry, Nicole. No? Screwed.
510 says, why is John and Deb not here in California anymore? Did they move to Florida?
They did.
Yeah.
They took off right after at the end of the first week of quarantine, the first week of our quarantine. They're just, you know, they were both working. She didn't have any more work because her place of business was closing down because they were kind of a touching thing, the whole chiropractic. And he was working from home. So they just decided, you know what, let's just go. And they went. And now they live at my mom's house.
Oh. While they search for their house
they found
to buy
a house.
Of their
They found
own.
A house. They have an accepted offer on the house. So they,
oh,
you know,
good for them. Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited for them. It's really cute.
And
so in a month, they'll be out.
Imagine the luck. It's right next to your parents' house.
Right next to it. Right, like smack between my sister's and my mother's house. It's perfect.
I was kidding. Are you serious? It's right there?
I'm totally serious. Well, everything's right there. That's a tiny little island that everyone lives on.
All right.
That's fantastic.
916 says, it's my birthday, Vinny. Thank you. You're the first one of the day.
That's so sweet, Vinny. Happy birthday.
Every day you could pretty much say that, right? Mm-hmm. Someone's going to go,
pretty much. Oh, how'd they know?
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We'll start with the brand new music right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.